Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Saturday Vespers. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. Feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. Let the name of the Lord be blessed, from this time forth forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise.
Help, O Lord, no one is good anymore. Your faithful ones are fast disappearing. My neighbor lies, speaks with deceit in his eyes, with smiling lips, but a heart that would hurt me. Help, O Lord. Help, O Lord. They all say, who can stop us anyway? There are mountains we can lie if we want to. Our kingdom has come. It's our will that will be done. We'll get ahead by any way that we have to. Help, O Lord. Help, O your violence and your lies. I've heard the cries and the groans of the helpless. My promises are true. I'll do what they have begged me to. And I will rise. I will rise up and rescue. I am the
save the oppressed, preserve the faith.
rescue the poor.
In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. For you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that they have secretly set for me, for you are my tower of strength. Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth. Here at the center everything is still, before the stir and movement of our grief that bears its pain with rhythm, ritual, beautiful, useless gestures of relief. So they anoint the skin that cannot feel, and soothe his ruined flesh with tender care, kissing the wounds they know they cannot heal, with incense scenting only empty air. He blesses every love that weeps and grieves, and makes our grief the pangs of a new birth. The love that's poured in silence at old graves, renewing flowers, tending the bare earth, is never lost. In him all love is found, and sown with him a seed in the rich ground. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought and word and deed, in what I have done and in what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses, and grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, our strength, our stronghold. In steadfast loving kindness, our merciful God comes to meet us. Lord, hear my prayer, and in your faithfulness, heed my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness.
Christ himself died once and for all for sins, the upright for the sake of the guilty, to lead us to God. In the body he was put to death, in the spirit he was raised to life, and in the spirit he went to preach to the spirits in prison. Since Jesus went through everything you're going through and suffered more, learn to think like him. Think of your sufferings as a weaning from that old sinful habit of always expecting to get your own way. Then you'll be able to live out your days free to pursue what God wants instead of being tyrannized by what you want. You've already put your time in that God-ignorant way of life, partying night after night, a drunken and profligate life. Now it's time to be done with it for good. Of course, your old friends won't understand why you no longer hurry off with them to join this flood which is rushing down to ruin, and then abuse you for it. But you don't have to give an account to them. Listen to the message. It was preached to those believers who are now dead, and yet even though they died, just as all people must, they will still get in on that life that God has given in Jesus. Everything in the world is about to be wrapped up, so take nothing for granted. Stay wide awake in prayer. Most of all, love each other as if your life depended on it. Love makes up for practically anything.
Lord, hear my prayer, and in your faithfulness heed my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and reflect on how you felt without your electronic devices. Did you feel disjointed, disconnected, anxious, lost, frustrated? For Mary, Martha, James, John, just to name a few, that first Saturday was not just a day of grief. Their lives were turned upside down by Christ's death. Today, there are situations in which people are feeling anxious, lost, disconnected, frustrated, and helpless. Offer what comes to your heart and mind as a prayer to God. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work, or watch, or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. May the Lord Almighty grant us and those we love a peaceful night and a perfect end, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord, it is evening after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. It is for stillness. Let our fears of the darkness, of the world, and of our lives rest in you. Let us be still in your presence. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all who are dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, and new possibilities. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence, let yourself come to rest in God's presence. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.